Welcome back to the final episode of the Thrive Daily Podcast in 2018. It has been an amazing year. I'm going to hop right into this episode because I've actually got to go to New Year's stuff tonight. And it's about 6 o'clock and the party starts at 6. So, you know what? Priorities. We're doing this because we got priorities and I still got to go get ready and everything. But it's all good. It's going to be a really short episode, but I wanted to share some final thoughts on the year, reflect a little bit, and help you guys going into 2019 to really hone in on some things that I feel like can help you thrive in 2019. I just recorded a video, actually, about the 2018 quote-unquote highlights of my YouTube channel. Just starting out, you know, the first 4 months to half a year on YouTube, kind of my thoughts, my highlights, my memories of some of the big things I did. I explained a lot about how I've been able to travel more in the last 4 months than I have the rest of my life combined. So if you're interested in any of that, definitely go check out the YouTube channel. It's just my name. Just search Jabin and it'll come up. But this year for me, I think I've spoken on this before, so you guys are familiar with this whole concept. But this was a year of execution for me, and I hope it was for you too, because I know every year you get into this, all right, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna achieve my goals and execute, and then it just never happens. But really, this year was a year of execution for me, and I took action on a lot of things that I wanted to do that I was procrastinating, pushing back, or making excuses as to why I've not done it. That was what this year was. It was finally taking action on those things and pushing past that planning stage, which is what so many of you may get stuck on, is the planning stage and thinking it all out, and you got your plan together, you got your way, everything's ready to go, and you just never execute because you're always trying to plan. Biggest piece of advice, the biggest thing I've learned, because I don't want to give advice. I struggle with that word because I'm 17. I feel like you can get advice from anyone. But advice versus being taught through people's experiences are two different things. I don't like to give advice unless I have something to back it up. And one thing that I have to back up is if you are thinking about doing something and you're procrastinating, just don't. Just do it. Like, don't give a crap what people think. Just go for it. Because that is where you're going to experience the most growth and development as an individual, is through the process of executing, not about planning it. God has, I believe, given me my word. It's not like he came down from heaven, Jabin, this is your word. It was more like a subtle hints and winks over and over again that kind of like been very coincidental and a little. It's all pointing towards this word that I've discovered, which is my word for 2019. Something, let me give you a little backstory real quick. So something, I think a lot of people do this, but our family, we always have words. My mom and I do it the most because we're very similar in those ways. We have a word that we pray about every year. Like, Lord, what is our word for 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19? Like, what is our word? And every year he's given us a different word. Last year, he gave my mom the word thrive. And that is actually how this whole brand of Thrive Daily came to be. My mom's word for 2018, my mom's word for 2018 was thrive. And as soon as she got that word, I ran with that. And that's become my word for life. That's not my mom. My mom's word is joy and mine is thrive. Those are our words for life. And every year we get new words. Mom's this year is shine. Shine bright like a diamond, like you know that song. She's wanting to hit diamond this year in her company with doTERRA. She'll be making a lot of money if she does it. So really praying about that and hope that pays off, which it will, because mom's a go-getter. So her word's shine, and my word, I believe, is going to be passion. Passion in 2019. Now, let's break that down. Let's break that down a little bit. I want to say one more thing. I know I rant like crazy. It's not ranting. It's just I go down rabbit holes, and I want to just make something clear. Nothing on any of these podcasts you've ever listened to is scripted. And I love scripted podcasts. I love having notes and like, you know, notes pulled up on your laptop with your little points and quotes or whatever the heck people do. One person I actually admire, Case Kenny with New Mindset Who Dis, that podcast. He's very like structural in his podcast, and I love it. And I think some people really can thrive on that. I do not. Every single podcast you've ever listened to has been 0% scripted, and usually, probably about 70% of the time, is not predestined of like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. It's more like we just start talking, and then we get into our topic. Passion, for me, is something that I've been figuring out this year. At the beginning of 2018, beginning of this year, I fasted. I did the Daniel fast for 21 days, and I asked the Lord to reveal to me my direction and my passions more clearly and vividly throughout the year. And I've already talked about this on a podcast. I'm not really going to get into it, but at the end of the day, he did. He gave me clarity, and I've come to realize what my passions are. And as the year has progressed, I've noticed that while I am executing on my passions, I'm not putting all my cards in. Does that make sense? Like I know what my passions are and I'm aware of it and I'm executing on it and I'm doing that, but not to the extent that I should be. And in 2019, I feel like the Lord's calling me to really hone in on my passions, what I'm passionate about, what I'm best at, my strengths, the things that God, the desires and the strengths that God placed inside of me. He wants me to double down on that. And that's not just with the whole like content, like social media thing. That's just overall passion in relationships, you know, passion in what I'm doing for my job, my career. Passion in my hobbies and things that I want to aspire to do, like YouTube and podcasting and social media. You know, passions in music especially. I'm so in love with music, and I don't pursue that like I should. I love it, and I just don't. I play drums once a week at the Refuge, basically, and that's it. And I love playing guitar, and I love playing piano, but I never practice it. I never double down on it, and it's something I'm so passionate about. And I just feel like God's calling me to be passionate and be more passionate and mindful of what I'm doing in 2019 and just focus on that. All that being said, for you, if you don't have a word already, I'm going to break it down for two different categories here. If you have a word, whatever that word is, for the first month of 2019, you're going to really be into it. And then every month that goes by, you're going to start, it's going to kind of fizzle. That's what always happens every year. It's what happens with all the people in the gym, with the diets. They get in there, and honestly, by the end of summer, you really see who stuck out their quote-unquote resolutions and who didn't. Because I don't really do resolutions anymore. I think it's kind of eh. But that's just my personal opinion. If you have a word, be mindful of it all year. And I'm going to do this with you. I'm going to do this too. In 2019... I'm going to keep the word in front of me. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to breathe it. It's not just going to be there. It's going to become like grafted into, just like you graft like a two different types of trees to make a new like plant. I'm going to graft it into my life where it's more significant and intricate as a part of what I'm doing as a whole. And I'm mindful of it. And it's not just like a kind of a past thing that's kind of sitting over there on the table. It's right. It's in me. And I want that for you. And if you don't have your word yet, it's okay. It's really okay. You don't have to have like a word by January 1st of 2019. It's okay. But pray about it and really seek the Lord on what he's speaking to you and let the Spirit lead that and be discerning of what he's trying to speak to you. And when that word comes, you'll know. It's just a feeling. But I'm encouraging you, please find a word for 2019. Get that word and live by it, right? Live by it. And if you do have a word already, go ahead and prepare to make that an intricate part of your life. And throughout the year, just really be mindful of it. That's what I'm going to do. I hope you can do that with me, do that along with me. I'm excited, really going to be doubling down on everything. And I want everyone that is listening to this right now to focus on your strengths. If you suck at something, okay, if you naturally are bad at something and you want to get better at it, that's great. And there's a place for that. But at the same time, you're going to waste a lot of energy trying to become decent or mediocre at something versus doubling down on what you're actually good at and becoming great at it. And that's one thing I've already realized. I know what I suck at and I know what I'm good at, and I'm doubling down on what I'm good at and not focusing as much on what I suck at. You need to do the same thing. It's really important. I love you guys, and I'm wishing you the best of luck. I want you to thrive in 2019 more than you ever have before. And I'm very expectant of some of the adventures and things we've got planned. I'm already looking into my year as a whole and just trying to map out a few of the big things I'm wanting to do, big projects. Just I'm excited, and I'm excited for you because I want this to be the best year you've ever had so far. So be mindful of your strengths. Be mindful of your word. Go into the new year not in the mindset of resolutions, but make it a lifestyle. Because if it's a part of your life, it's going to become normal. Just like brushing your teeth or taking a shower or going to the gym. If you do that on a normal basis, it'll become part of your life. And it'll just naturally be woven into your routine. And you won't really have to think about it as much. And that's what I've done with Thrive, if you haven't noticed. Drink freaking water. Eat your dang broccoli. Keep grinding 24/7, 365. No sleep, but get your sleep because it's important. Love you guys. I'm going to go eat some good food and enjoy this New Year's time with the fam. And be looking out for the vlog. It's coming soon. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Add me on Instagram, at Jaben Starnes. I want to connect with you. I want to talk. I'm in the DMs every single day, living it up. I'm very personable, and I love talking about anything. Keep grinding, guys. Love y'all. And we will talk to you in 2019. Let's get it.